Well, it hadn't affected me, I don't think. It has affected my life because I don't have time for recreation that I did have before with my wife and my children. And there's always there's so many interviews, and there's so many places that I go in the country which I'd rather be home with my family. And shortly after, for a few months, I couldn't sleep and I couldn't eat. It was on my mind all the time. But the fear's all gone now, and it's just not as much fear as it was before.
Have you had any recurring nightmares about this?
Shortly after I did, yes, but that's all gone now. And then I might add that we asked the sheriff that night, because after we decided to tell the sheriff, certainly we wanted to prove to him that it did happen, so we asked for a lie detector test. They didn't have the facilities here in Jackson County. So later on in the, I think it was either the latter part of October or the early part of November, Calvin had had a nervous breakdown because of this, and he was in a hospital in Jones County. I took a polygraph test here in Pascagoula, which proved that I was telling the truth.
Now, you say your friend Calvin has had a nervous breakdown.
He had a nervous breakdown, and he remained a while in the hospital, but he's okay now.
You don't seem to be too affected by it outwardly.
Well, the only way that I can explain that, Calvin is quite a bit younger than me, and Calvin had never known much fear. But I've known fear a lot of times, nothing like that. But I was in combat in career. In fact, I was in career about 20 months and 16 days in the Korean War. And I've known fear many times before. And unless that was the reason that caused me to hold up better than Calvin did, I don't know what it could be.
Speaking of fear, were you afraid during this entire thing?
I certainly was, and I can explain that. What I consider normal fear to be is something that you expect, you know. Just normal fear is something that you expect here on this earth. But this was something that wasn't supposed to even exist, and it's fear that you can't even explain. Because I kept thinking, you know, that what are they going to do? Are they going to take us away? Or are they going to kill us? Or are they going to take us away? And, well, in fact, when they carried me aboard that craft, I figured that I'd never put my foot on Earth again.
But you'd never see your family again.
I'd never see my family anymore.
For the past half hour, you have been listening to an interview, WWDC newsman Rudolph Brewington, recorded with Charles Hickson at his home in Goshen, Mississippi, last month. The interview came 1 year after Hickson claims he and a friend, Calvin Parker, were taken aboard a flying saucer. Now the conclusion.
What is your feeling on UFOs? Do you think that there's life beyond this Earth?
Well, let me explain. Before this happened to me, I can't say that I believed or disbelieved, because I simply didn't think about it one way or the other. I guess I'm like most people. I had my own little world that I lived in, and I didn't consider life on other worlds. I didn't think about it. But now there's no doubt in my mind. I positively know that there's at least one world up there somewhere with some type of life on it. I know it to be a fact.
An intelligent but peaceful life.
That's right. I think they're peaceful because, they didn't try to harm Calvin and me physically. In fact, they seemed to be very easy with us. What they wanted, I don't know. But I certainly don't think that they're hostile at all.
Would you advocate our government trying to communicate or contact these individuals, these beings, to help us on our planet?
Well, certainly. Since this has happened to me, I've done all the research and all the reading on these things that I can. I've talked with many scientists and doctors and people that is concerned. I think the government should have been doing it a long time ago, because as wasteful as our government is in their spending, the money that they've simply thrown away, some of that money could have been used to try to maybe contact intelligent life on other worlds, and probably it could have already been done.
One of the arguments that the government always gives is that if they reveal the presence of UFOs, it would cause widespread panic and fear, a la the War of the Worlds broadcast of Orson Welles many years ago. Do you agree with that?
Well, to a certain extent. Now, I agree that maybe years ago, yes. But I think that the fact is out now, and I honestly believe this, I don't think that the Air Force has abandoned their UFO studies. I think that they have, definite proof that other worlds and beings do exist. And I think before this year is out, and I say this for, with some reservation, but I think before the year is out that our government is going to, or particularly our Air Force, is going to come out to the American people and tell them that these things do exist. But I think they're going to do it in a way where they won't cause mass hysteria like you just mentioned. And I think that it will be done before the year's out.